Canto 3, The Glory and the Fall of Life. An uneven broad ascent now lured his feet, answering a greater nature's troubled call. He crossed the limits of embodied mind and entered wide, obscure, disputed fields, where all was doubt and change and nothing sure, a world of search and toil without repose. As one who meets the face of the unknown, a questioner with none to give reply, attracted to a problem never solved, always uncertain of the ground he trod, always drawn on to an inconstant goal, he travelled through the land peopled by doubts, in shifting confines on a quaking base. In front he saw a boundary ever unreached, and thought himself at each step nearer now, a far-retreating horizon of mirage. A vagrancy was there that brooked no home, a journey of countless paths without a close. Nothing he found to satisfy his heart, a tireless wandering sought and could not cease. Their life is a manifest, incalculable, a moment of unique seize, a long and venturous leap of spirit into space, a vexed disturbance in the eternal calm, an impulse and passion of the infinite, assuming whatever shape her fancy wills, escaped from the restraint of settled forms. She has left the safety of her tired and unknown, unshepherded by the fear that walks through time, undaunted by fate that dogs and chance that springs. She accepts disaster as a common risk. Careless of suffering, heedless of sin and fall, she wrestles with danger and discovery in the unexplored expanses of the soul. To be seemed only a long experiment, the hazard of a seeking ignorant force that tries all truths and finding none supreme, moves on unsatisfied, unsure of this, its end. As saw some inner mind, so life was shaped. From thought no thought she passed, from face to face, tortured by her own powers, or proud and blessed. Now master of herself, now toy and slave, a huge inconsequence was her action's law, as if all possibility must be drained, and anguish and bliss were pastimes of the heart. In a gallop of thunder-hooved vicissitudes, she swept through the race fields of circumstance, or, swaying, she tossed between her heights and deeps, uplifted or broken on time's inconstant wheel. Amid a tedious crawl of drab desires, she writhed, a worm, midworms in nature's mud. Then, titan-statured, took all earth for food, ambitioned the seas for robe, for crowned the stars, and shouting strode from peak to giant peak, clamoring for worlds to conquer and to rule. Then, phantomly enamored of sorrow's face, she plunged into the anguish of the depths, and wallowing clung to her own misery. In dolorous converse with her squandered self, she wrote the account of all that she had lost, or sat with grief as with an ancient friend. A romp of violent rapture soon was spent, or she lingered, tied to an inadequate joy, missing the turns of fate, missing life's goal. A scene was planned for all her numberless moods, where each could be the law and way of life, and none could offer a pure felicity. Only a flickering zest they left behind, or the fierce lust that brings a dead fatigue.